The study aimed to define the diagnostic and prognostic value of the D-dimer in early and late onset sepsis. We prospectively studied the C-reactive protein and the D-dimer level in about 19 units divided into three main groups: the control healthy group, the neonates with early onset sepsis, and neonate with late onset sepsis. The D-dimer was significantly higher in the septic group, more in the late onset than the early onset sepsis, and even more higher in the gram-negative sepsis than neonates with gram-positive sepsis. The best suggested cutoff point for the D-dimer in the neonatal sepsis in our study was 0.75 mg per liter, given a sensitivity of 72.7% and specificity of 86.7%.